Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new.
Woo.
Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
Saddest thing I've ever heard. Round up the guinea pigs. We're going to Indiana for the wedding.
That's pretty sad. And I, oh.
Baby, turn on Reba McEntire.
Baby pig and whatever the fuck Chonky Chonk is. I think chocolate or something
chocolate,
like that.
I think it's chocolate. Chocolate pig.
They
and baby
need their
pig.
Accessories because we're going to Indiana to get hitched.
What? I have a question, and maybe sissies can answer.
What?
Why is there just a used a band-aid?
Because I've had I took it off.
Can't have droplets of water on it, but just use bloody band-aids.
I had taken it off and I put it there and it had unspooled in the night.
Yeah.
It was better like this. I meant to throw it away.
Or you were into somebody who was into blood when you were fucking, probably.
No!
So here's my question. What is the difference between a gerbil and a guinea pig?
Gerbils are a different species entirely. A gerbil has a tail.
Oh.
Yeah. Guinea
more
pig
like
is
a rat.
Bigger, similar. A gerbil and hamster people are going to come for you.
No, I'm not trying to.
A guinea pig is bigger.
Yeah,
and a different species altogether.
And a gerbil, are they both related to rats or no? Or rodents?
I think they're in Rodenti? The same family. But.
Like rodentis, squirrel,
I think
all that?
Guinea pigs are very different than rats.
I know
and
nothing.
Gerbils.
That's, I'm genuinely asking.
Yeah, a guinea pig looks more. I think guinea pigs probably have more in common with rabbits.
Rabbits, okay.
Than yeah.
Come at Suzanne. Suzette would not. Not Suzanne. Suzette would know
that people are going. People are going to school you. Send all your guinea pigs to.
I don't need the pictures, but you can school me in the comments. I'm genuinely interested.
I think.
Because I know the Mathis brothers put gerbils up their butts. That's what they said in Oklahoma. That was the lore.
Everyone. I love it how they were the George Michael.
They were. They froze gerbils, and then I bet you put them up their butt, and then the gerbils come back to life? I don't know. It doesn't sound sexually fun to me. It's so stupid.
It just illustrates how important the Mathis brothers were.
They were.
Yeah,
it's not good now that Nebraska Furniture is there.
Because I heard that about George Michael.
Ah.
That was the gay, that was the weird gay rumor.
Did anyone actually ever do that? I don't want to look
Richard
it up.
Or Richard Gere. I heard about Richard Gere.
Heard about
That's
Richard
the
Gere. I don't, I want to know if people did that, but I don't want to look it up because I don't want
I don't
want
to know.
I don't want that search on my computer. I don't want to see it. I don't want anything done to animals while people, I don't want bestiality. It's gross.
It really is. It's, it was just
not even gross.
A way to dehumanize LGBT people. Yeah.
Yeah.
When you think about it, it's a gross and ugly thing for me to think about. So I don't want to think about it.
And you put a lot of stuff up your butt.
But not an animal.
No. Fire hydrant? Sure. Still works.
Keychains. This is Reality Gaze.
This is Reality Gaze, season 10, episode 14. This episode is called, do you remember it?
From This Day Forward.
From This Day Forward.
Right.
Maybe.
We are accompanied on this journey by our newly named, newly minted Reba McEntimer.
Yes.
Otherwise known as Reba.
Reba.
Or McEntimer. I could say either one.
I enjoy the full name, Reba McEntire.
Timer.
Timer.
That's the whole point. Now you're not going to be able to do it.
Wait, can you look towards the camera?
What?
Oh, I thought you had a hickey on your neck.
No.
No, you don't. Okay. You never know with this one.
No, sometimes I rub my neck or something. And
yeah.
It looks like I've had a red
She's
spot.
A wild one running free. Fucking free. That's what it is. You guys, if you still have addicted to your daughter in your head, so do we.
I'm addicted to your daughter.
Addicted. I'm ready for it. I don't think we have any announcements. We kind of really talked about them all.
Check out our collab with Bad TV that we did. We talked
Dylan
about
Dylan Patrick.
Going up to their studio later.
They're very, I was just going to say, it's going to be calm and poodle down.
It's just going to be just, it's like just this, just like slutty posters of women and
That's
their
not
man
at
cave.
All. It's this beautiful nerd space. You just want to have sex with them.
I wouldn't say no. Let's say about that.
You know what? I wouldn't either.
But you can't be there.
I don't want to be there.
That would ruin everything.
Nobody wants to be in the room with the Tasmanian devil spinning around. Because that's what it's like, y'all, I'm sure. It's not classy at all.
It's an erotic experience.
Yeah, I don't know about that. It's an experience. It probably is an erotic experience, actually. All right. Go to realitygaze.com. You find out all the information about us. We've got some other collabs coming up this month. Also, Love is Blind is popping out on February 14th. So we will be dropping the, is it season three?
Whatever, wherever.
Four? I don't remember what season.
Season it'll be season
producer
four.
Producer Christina can tell us probably.
It'll be season four, like an advent calendar.
Like an advent calendar. We'll be dropping those episodes.
Season four was so good.
It was good. We'll be dropping those episodes before this new season drops in anticipation.
No, you did it too soon.
What? What did I do wrong?
You didn't anticipate. Patient. It needs to wait longer.
Well, I worry about your patience, actually. And that's fair.
That's fair.
That's fair. So I've moved it along. Did that really get filmed where we went to school in Denton or not? I always heard that. It really did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at that.
So anyway, that'll be dropping for Love is Blind. I'm glad I just remembered that. Christina, our producer, just went, fuck, I got to make a note.
Nikki and Justin.
Let's do it.
How are we still in Moldova? This is episode 14. Why was this on before the night? Why was this not on before the 90 days?
It is odd why this is not on before the 90 days.
This is infuriating.
It is perfect, ripe. It hits all the goalposts of before the 90 days. It doesn't make sense.
I don't get it.
It does not make sense. I don't understand why. Either it tells me they either had too many good people on before the 90 days.
Yeah.
Or, man, that's all it tells me.
Well, for me, it feels like they remember, we still have to, because the blueprint for Night of Fiance is we get back in the U.S. I know this is, we forget about this. We have to already get him over there and then get married.
Maybe because 90 Day Fiance, but I don't feel like at this point, do more people watch 90 Day Fiance, can't say it, than people watch Before the 90 Day? I don't think that's true. Let me finish the point. So, maybe years ago I would have said, well, they put them on 90 Day Fiance because they felt like this was a bigger show and they could get more eyes on them. But I don't think that's true anymore.
I think they might have lost a slot.
Someone who is in 90 Day Fiance.
Yeah, and then they popped these over.
I hope it's Before the 90 Day just has so many, has a cavalcade of just hot trash.
Cavalcade.
That's what I said.
You said cavalcade.
Cavalcade.
Cavalcade with a V, like Henry Cavalcade. Cavill.
Like Henry Cavill.
Cavalcade.
Cavalcade.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound right.
Cavalcade.
Cavalcade. That's a weird word. Cavalcade.
You know why? Because it sounds like calf, which you know about. You know what, cows.
A little.
So, regardless of why they're still here. But
they're still here.
But what I'm talking about, the original conceit of Night of Fiance is, and they still do this. This hasn't changed. That there is a wedding at the end. That is still the rule, even though we have some who don't make it.
So we clearly aren't going to have that with them.
I can't imagine. Or if it is, it'll be like a rushed courthouse wedding, which that's all the drama is usually how do they get used to life in the U.S.? I'm saying all of the ideas of why this couple are on this season, none of it makes any sense.
I agree.
And we also haven't done anything in 3 fucking episodes. There's been no movement.
No movement. There's not the only movement on this episode is the riding horses.
Yeah.
Because they want to recreate a picture that they had from before.
All for social media,
all
probably.
All for social media. Guarantee they rode the horses for like 10 minutes, and then Nikki was like, I'm done.
Did you think of what he was trying to, because his friend said, you need to be the man. And he's like, learn how to be in a healthy relationship.
So that means just scream, blah, blah, blah. Just scream at someone?
This is me being the man. And he starts berating her.
It's gross.
And she starts crying. I agree with you. But
it was just screaming.
What's weird is she seems to respond to this.
No, because that goes back to like
right.
Very binary, yeah, gender dynamics. Yeah. Yeah,
she seems to respond to this in a much more, let's say, that actually moves things forward.
Yeah,
this is these people,
because he's immediately just. They're on the way there. He's like, "You're flying away. You're like a." He said, "You're not focused on me," and. And she's like, what's the problem? I got up and got ready. And you kind of don't understand what Justin's upset about. He's like,
they don't talk about the argument they had.
Yeah. And he's like, you need to think little steps and not just think about yourself, which look, she can be self-involved, but she's done a lot for him.
Yeah.
So that's a not fair statement. And, I did write, cause he brings up my friend told me, I went, your friend is fucking wrong. Whatever.
I agree. His friend is coming from the Moldovan 50s male perspective, 1950s. Yeah. And which is weird because I feel like that's kind of what she wants in a way.
I think she wants him to be hyper masculine, right?
Because, yeah.
And she brings up the cultural thing again. And it's weird. Instead of fighting with him back, she just says, why don't we just enjoy the day? Which is not usually what she does. She
right.
normally has to
That's
needle
what I'm
it
saying.
And needle it and needle
That's
it.
That's why I feel like whatever he did, it didn't work in a healthy way, but it did help them get through the fight faster.
It's true. So they're going horse riding. It was 15 years ago that they got this special horse picture.
She's like, it's not really the same colored horses, but it's fine.
Well, Danny, the horse teacher, says, look, I think when people come here, it's good vibes when there's horses. It's good vibes here. And so when they come here, they have the good vibes and it chills them out.
They recreate the photo. He kind of apologizes and they sort of make up.
Do you see though how she has to like touch his body when they're making up? And yeah. She also says like his arm's not around her and she like puts his arm. And I'm like, honey,
it
this guy is not into you. He is not into you physically at all. You're a paycheck for him.
Because she needs for someone to, I don't know. This is going into, I don't know her psychology, but it's kind of like she wants him to love her trans body as he loves a woman's body, not for a trans body. And I don't know, and I'm just spitballing here. And
I think that's however someone who's trans wants to be.
Right.
That's their prerogative.
But she's trying to tell him that instead of asking him and checking in with him.
And yeah, and also because of the cultural thing, I don't know if he's able to do that.
Right. And so that is... It's like we talk about everything else but that. And
but something tells her that he's her soulmate.
Oh, I and then do what she said. I know I can't do better than him.
Because for both of them, ironically, well, I don't more her more than him. It's all about looks.
Yeah.
And it actually doesn't feel like it's from a shallowness. It feels like I can understand why Nikki feels that way, because her life has been really hard because she didn't look like what she felt like.
Right.
So looks are really important to her. We got a little bit of that with Chloe and what's his name?
Chloe
and what's his name from Minnesota? Cleo. Cleo and what's
Cleo
his name?
And Christian.
Cleo and Christian. She did say several times, like, I'm not going to do better than him. He's so good looking.
Yeah.
They was really focused on the physical appearance of them. I will say when Justin gets off that horse, his ass is rocking.
Yeah. I get that. And we can, I'm sure being a trans person, that's something you have to kind of know going in. But fuck, it's not going to make a relationship. It's still we can see and allow to adjust for that trans part of the experience, but it's not going to make a relationship.
Well, it's just like whether it's relationships can't live alone on physical appearance.
Yes,
because it fades. Because we all end up aging. We all end up losing our looks, and we all will be physically different as we get older.
Not me. I'm gonna find a way.
I have someone who kind of has found a way. Just pay for your ex-boyfriend to get your butt lift. Gino and Jasmine, right?
Are they doing? Yeah, they're cooking, and Gino is still kind of in a bad mood about. Then
Gino, why are you so serious?
And
it made me think of what if Jasmine played the Heath Ledger role of the Joker when she said that?
Why
so serious, Gino?
Now,
because with her red lipstick, it kind of fits.
What I like, he was like, I just don't know what he's expecting. She's like, nothing. He is an altruist. He does things because he was for a charity.
For charity. From his heart, Gino.
And then he's like, then she said, well, when you contacted your exes, you see naked pictures. And we're back to this.
Because Gino said, she said, you should be happy I have such a good friend. Meanwhile, y'all, she's just holding the knife.
And the camera
keeps focusing.
And every time she stops, she grips the knife handle tighter.
She goes, Gino! And she's saying, because do you think, because she brings up, when you contacted your exes and made them send pics of me, like she tries to equivocate this, that they were, those were like the same thing. And I actually think what Gino did was way worse, but I also feel like That was way in the past. They finally get to what this is actually about. But I don't think you can flank the same thing.
They're not the same thing. And what, in a weird way, contacting him to pay for plastic surgery means a financial thing that, in a way, Gino could not give her.
It really emasculates
so him. It actually, and I'm surprised she's quite, I know Jasmine is loco in a lot of ways. She has a lot. She seems to have a lot of emotional intelligence when it matters.
She's actually someone kind of like Ashley, who is a really intelligent person, but because of triggers and trauma,
yeah,
reverts to a different type of thinking.
However, Jasmine's aware of it.
Jasmine is way more aware.
Ashley is completely unaware.
No, not at all. Agreed.
And it's like Jasmine says, you know, you love me being a bitch.
Yeah.
But
I want to suck your dick.
I'm going
to
suck your dick later. I'll never get tired of hearing, I'm going to suck your dick later. So she, remember what she says now. The problem is she does try to bring up things. She actually, Jasmine would have made a great lawyer.
I agree.
An incredible attorney.
I agree.
Because Jasmine is able to frame things in a way that no one could get out of.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you sent your ex pictures and she blackmailed me. She sent them to my place of work. She sent them to every blogger. The prosecution rests, Your Honor.
Yeah.
And he just, in insulting my appearance.
Because he asked, he said, did you say anything to, and I think it was a wrong choice of words for him. He
provoke. Said
to provoke. I and think then, he would say, did you reach out first?
Yeah.
But it was that word.
And then, what did you say,
Gino? Wow. Wow. She was making fun of me and my physical appearance, Gino!
Whenever Jasmine goes, what did you say?
And you know it's good. And she's like, I went through all this emotional humiliation.
And you're asking me.
And you're asking if
I provoked her. And
it's actually less of a Jasmine blow up than we've had.
Yeah. What's interesting, though, is she says, I wish I had fucked Dane that last night. I wish I'd done. He's like, and yeah, all your other, and then cue the toxicity.
It was so great fucking Dane.
Because then it's so interesting when they both, and both of them do this, and human beings do this, but it is just, it's a step in your relationship that you try to avoid, because if you know it's possible, there's nothing good come out of it, but because it just eats away at your relationship from the inside when you actually are trying to hurt the other person.
It actually eats away at yourself.
Yeah. When you,
your relationship, but yourself.
When you try to hurt the other person by saying you were not good at sex, it's hard to come back at talk like that.
Because it's even if you're with them or if you're not together, like that's something I'm actually, like, even in the midst of like a break, like I never said anything because that would still bother me. Like now that you don't, and I agree. It eats away at you.
And y'all, so that's where I would, Gino says, I wish
have
I had
you ever said anything
exes.
With an ex? Did you ever say anything to hurt them?
To hurt them?
Or do you feel pretty good about?
I would plant seeds, but I feel good about everything I said. Let's say it again. It was all true. If it hurt them, que sera, sera. I didn't do it. Let's say this. I may have said something because it was just how I feel and I needed to get it out at that time. So
okay,
yeah, I would not say anything that was intentionally that was not true, just to hurt them. Like this idea of she said, "I wish I'd fucked Dane," and also he says, "They were better than you." None of this is actually true.
No,
if you actually feel this way, First of all, there is a lot of stuff in if you're in a relationship with someone, there's a lot of stuff you hold back that is true that you're not going to say.
That
is
true.
A lot of stuff. But it's like a pyramid. There's like stuff down here that you can use where like you're never going to.
What do you say like when you're dating a guy and he says, like, this is the best sex you've ever had, right?
Oh, deflect.
Because I wouldn't even ask that question. Because,
no, absolutely not.
Because it's different. Like,
no, here's the thing. They would say, this is the best sex I've ever had. Or something like that.
And do you just say, you're welcome?
I go, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I just put my dick on their put my
definitely
mouth on their dick
top 40.
Top 40. Top 40. Well, I got...
But the,
I had other sissies who sang that in choir as
there,
well.
There are a lot of moments that I've been with people, especially they give me like a really, like a connect, like a honest confession where they'll say something. And if I don't believe it, if I don't feel like it's true, I'm not going to lie to them. And I won't. And it's gotten me in trouble before.
I bet.
Yeah. I have a thing about that, though, because authenticity and...
No, yeah. The older I get, it's really... I mean, no, even when I was younger, but even though it's just so many people are not telling the truth in life.
Yeah.
It's just, I agree.
Yeah. It's gotten me in trouble, though.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and... the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com patreon.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners, we know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
So, anyway, y'all, they later on, he's like, I've given her some time to cool off. And she's in that horrific bathroom.
That, yes, with probably Gino's turd just sitting there going, hi, you feeling sad, Jasmine? Sorry,
and Gino comes in and says, I'm sorry I upset you. And this is interesting. Gino says, this was, now, I don't agree with this always, but for these two, I think it is really important for them to stop talking to their exes.
I 100% think Gino is right. Because Jasmine set this precedent in their relationship.
Yes.
And if you're, y'all, again, not to bring up a lot of your past relationships this episode, but it's been coming up a lot. But you've learned that you would demand something, and then when it gets put back on you, you didn't like it.
Wouldn't like it.
You wouldn't.
No.
It's like when
don't like turnabout is fair play.
No, he doesn't like that. So, yes, Poodle can fuck your husband, but
or the relationship can be open for me, but not for him. No. It's like a door that opens one way, but it can't be the other.
Like what are those doors? Like the doors in the wall? They just go
pocket doors.
Yeah, pocket door. Just
yeah.
Who cares?
It's a one way door. No
one way door.
There's no swing one way.
I'm going to say this, so I agree with you. They both need to not do that in their relationship. And if you look at them over the course of being on 90 Day Fiancé, their communication has gotten much better.
I can't believe you're saying that, but I agree.
It's much better than it used to
be. Y'all, if you are just tuning in to Gino and Jasmine, you've never seen their previous seasons, and you're listening to us going, these queens have lost their minds to say this. No, you need to go back to the first B90.
Go back to, they showed a little bit, but go back to Hackgate.
Or even before that.
Even before that. It was horrible. Horrible. And I can't believe I'm saying this. I think Jasmine and Gino are becoming better people because of their relationship.
Yeah. Now, don't get us wrong. There's still a shit ton of toxicity.
Yes.
But, so he says, you have to end your relationship. And she says, I think you're right. Y'all, this would have been a huge fight before.
Before.
And she says, she leaves him a voicemail. That's very diplomatic.
Yeah.
That's not overly emotional. She doesn't cry. Mm-hmm. She basically just says, this is my goodbye to you. Have a nice life.
They're saying things like, Gino is saying things, and she's saying things like, I am sorry that I upset you so much.
Yes.
Like validating their pain.
I think they have to have gone to a couples therapist.
100%. Well, we saw an episode where they went one, but I think they've been going to therapy. Yeah. I think I'd be interested to talk to her about it because I feel like for Jasmine, because she had to give up so much of her past life and moved to Panama, and that was traumatic, but also what happens to that when you move, especially in her age in life when you're a little bit older, when you move to a different country or even a different town, you realize your problems follow you.
Yep.
And you kind of thought they were maybe just in that place, and they don't. And I think that's been a wake-up call for her to, like, I got to work on my shit.
But that's fine, because it's almost like Coco knows something is
Coco
not
knows.
Good. Because Coco is immediately licking Jasmine's face. Coco needs Coco's, as Coco or Jasmine said before, Coco, you're going to get your own dog therapist.
Yes, yes.
And guess what? And they said, our exes are dead to us. And at last,
she does a great move. She calls and leaves, or she leaves a WhatsApp voice message right then and there. Y'all, I bet, put a pin in that, because if she does it, again, she's going to make sure Gino does that.
The next thing, and he's like, how about some baby talk? She's like, no, you don't deserve it now.
You don't deserve it now. I'm hungry. And then they're talking to the doggy heads, and she says, so our exes are dead to us. And she looks over at him, right? And he's like, yeah, 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 they're dead to us. And she goes, dead.
Dead. I love it. I think this is a really... Now, if someone never wanted me to talk to my ex again, I think I would have a problem with it. Because I don't like being managed in that way.
Yes.
But for these two, I think it's right.
Do you talk to your exes, though? Yeah, I'm fine not talking
sometimes.
To mine. Oh, yeah, you do. Okay.
Yeah. But not in a sexual way.
So you've never... had an ex that you've gone to visit and y'all fooled around?
Not when I've been with someone.
Okay.
Do you have I've been with someone, yes.
But so, if you're with, have you had a history with exes that when you've seen them continually, you usually fool around with them?
Because
if so...
No, not when I've been with someone.
But... I feel, but if you're not, but it's not about the with someone.
I'm not going to see it from your perspective. I know what you're saying.
Because if you have a history of you've always fucked around with someone who's an ex when you see them, I don't know if I would want you to see them.
Well, you can talk to the guy I'm seeing because he thinks the same thing. Sore subject.
Sorry.
And maybe he's got a point.
I didn't know I was hitting on life. Oh, I was just asking.
Pack the EpiPens. We're going to Indiana. Where he said, where are my EpiPens? I died. I had to pause it.
Oh,
and
I do,
scream.
I do love Clayton.
Ugh. I enjoy him on the show. He is, every listener we have knows a man like this, and they, or who wanted to date them, or a coworker like Clayton.
I mean,
and you want to like him, but everything,
he's buying guinea pig hats.
Everything in your body turns itself inside out when you think about him in a sexual way.
I don't know. He has pretty eyes. Sissy and I were talking about that.
But that kind of Lego chiseling out of his hairline.
He's just so... I think he's sweet.
Yeah, your picker's off again. We're buying accessories for Baby Pig with Closet Mom. Again.
For the wedding, I guess. Are they going to be in the wedding?
Yes. Oh, certainly. I will say, I'm really happy for this, that this couple's on this show. And I'm loving the love after lockup-ness qualities of Sam and Shitra.
Well,
I love
especially with Mom. I think Mom had that really in
and
there.
Closet Mom.
Yeah, Closet Mom. But she does make American food.
And I even like of the six we had on this episode. I actually enjoy watching four of them, which is a lot.
I think I like watching all of them.
Rob and Sophie and Nikki and Justin. No.
Rob and Sophie, I don't enjoy watching them. It feels like educational to watch them. It feels like an after school special.
I don't mean taught anything. So we are, he's stressed about wedding plans, and this is when closet mom starts to say,
They're driving home.
I have a problem with Natalie, but she leaves the lights on and cooks. She cooks all the time, and she's talking, and everything's left out.
I don't like all that. Talking that Italian, mom, it's Spanish. That's what I said, the Spanish.
Wish she'd cook a burger every once in a while. This just feels... It feels
xenophobic.
No, it's more than that. It feels cultural.
I think she works for the cow lobby. She's trying to get him to eat meat.
It feels
the beef lobby.
I don't want to really get into it too much, but it feels insular, country. I don't like people who aren't my tribe.
Well, why I like him, Clayton sees that. And he calls that out. Clayton says this is passive aggressive.
I don't think he's a bad guy. I want to clarify. I don't think he's a bad guy. I think he is smart. He speaks Spanish better than anybody on the show.
I think he has a good heart, too. But I really...
He just keeps me out completely.
I really love, though, that he didn't what a lot of people do on this show. It's like, my mom just doesn't get it. He actually calls it out and says, no, this is passive aggressive.
I'm happy he did that.
And he said, there's not a place for that. And Clayton brings up to her, he says, look, mom, you assume everyone is out to get you, and you don't know what you're talking about. And she's like, well, I'm sorry I had that perception. If I had a place, I would go tomorrow.
Boy.
And he stands his ground and says, I didn't say that, mom. And she says, well, I feel that you are. So I kind of feel like, honestly, this
mom
probably
is the problem.
Happened with every other sibling, which is why they don't take care of her. And Clayton, y'all, Clayton is 100%. Annalise avoidant. He's anxious attachment. I like Clayton because I am Clayton. He's a people pleaser. He's like, and he's now, this is going to be
that
fun.
Makes sense why I'm skipped out by him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Enneagram 4. This probably is going to be, luckily for him, it'll be hard for him, but this will be the thing that gets him to separate from his mom.
And she knows that. I think
because again, y'all, it is your job not to take care of your parents. They brought you into this world. You did not decide to be put onto this floating fucking planet.
It's not your job, you said.
In the air.
You said it's your job.
It is not your job.
I wish you'd cook some cheeseburger.
She just makes chicken.
Chicken. He likes beef.
I want to say there's just... we all kind of thought this might be in here with her, this Kentucky style of distrust of anyone who's not like her. Speaking it, she needs to learn English. I liked it what Annalise said. She's like, learning English is hard because she's isolated. She can't work. And maybe she could take some classes, but she's saying, she's like, but you know what? If the roles were reversed, I know she would not learn Spanish.
No, she wouldn't. Maybe it was COVID, and they live in a bigger... What city are they in again?
They're in Kentucky. I don't know what city they're in.
It looks like it's not too remote. I almost wish, like, maybe Clayton could...
It's not
like,
the big city,
get
though.
In English. I think it would be great for her to make friends, to go to a class to learn to speak English.
You know, that's a really good point. I don't know if... Maybe that's happened. Maybe she's just so shy. It's hard for her. The thing about her, too, is she doesn't want to seem... I think one of the reasons she doesn't attempt to speak English all the time is she doesn't want anyone to correct her and make people think that she's dumb. So I think I think she's really careful about it.
I also think, look, I like her. But she's got a bristly side to her.
She does.
I also think she doesn't want to get to know his mom at all.
No!
And so, but she's not going to say that, but that's there.
The way she kind of tolerates the mother and the way she's like, hi, and the way she kind of tolerates the sister.
And I'm not saying the mother is great to her.
I love it.
I do think... Her saying that learning English is hard, yes, but I do think it was a little bit of an excuse.
Yeah. So later on, we are in Indiana, And
3 days to wed.
Sorry, we're not packing. We're packing.
We're packing because she has that face that every bride has on 90 Day Fiance when the groom hasn't done fucking shit to help
and
them
especially
plan a
if they can't speak the language there. It is a classic.
Clayton doesn't know what to do for a wedding. He's like, what do? Do we need to open like a new Twitch channel? No, or like everything in his life is in the virtual world.
Did you see when she said, don't put the obese chihuahua on the bed? And then she looks him in the car. She's like, your shirt's covered in fucking dog hair.
Yeah, she hates him
right now.
I don't know if she hates him as much. She hates the life that she's living in America right now with his mom, these fucking gerbils. I don't think she
guinea
wants
pigs.
Any of it. And I still don't think she really is that attracted to him.
She is bargaining hard right now. And I really do believe that there is a part of him she fell in love with when he was in Peru, and she is desperately magically trying to get back there.
That's not there at all. She's trying to convince herself. Yeah, I don't feel like there's insidious motives, but I don't know what her end game is.
I do think that her parents are probably a little overbearing, and she probably feels a little bit.
I think she hates living with her family.
Yeah.
So I think
this is the way to go out.
This is the way.
Yeah, I think this is.
Ooh, so, there's going to be a Mandalorian movie.
I think this is for her. This is her trying to. This is me trying. This is her trying to make a new life the best way she can. And she's going to. I think she's being extremely pragmatic about it.
She is. And I don't think she's super patient about it. Like when Clayton says. And I agree, she has a right to be upset, but I think what he said, I think Clayton is right when he says she is good at gaslighting. If something doesn't feel right to her, it's still my fault, whether or not the facts are against. I think that very much is her. But it is gross to listen. Like they're getting ready. She's like, y'all, they don't even have an officiant yet.
Yeah.
She's asking him.
The sister is kind of doing it all, by the way, because Clayton gets overwhelmed and he goes to Brandy, the sister named after a drink.
I knew a lot of Brandy.
She loves to knock back a few.
She knows a lot. But they're still waiting on Brandy. He's like, I'm still waiting to talk to her. And I wrote, they have nothing done. And Annalie even says, look, I can't speak English, but I could text someone.
Yeah.
So, and then Mom says, well, I hear her when she's talking that Spanish. And she starts getting faster
and faster.
That means she's upset. That juxtaposed with then Clayton looking for the EpiPen did knock me out. It just, like... It was
the
hilarious.
The EpiPens were the detail that sent me over the top.
This is a great season of 90 Day. It's fantastic.
I don't know if it's fantastic.
I like
there it. There are at least four of the seven or eight.
I mean, but even Rob and Sophie, just the moment of when we find out he doesn't have a bathroom in his apartment.
That's true. There's a lot of shocking
the
moments.
Moment where he is furious with her at a Dave and Buster's. And he goes off and is playing games. Oh. Anyway.
When Nikki spoke in a Moldovan accent English
to
the nail tech.
That was great.
So
they're talking about her. Rashi's literally just in the other room.
And she says, my English might not be good, but I have an idea of what's going on. And she says it in the smile to him. And at one point, she goes, morning. And he tries to like baby talk kiss her. She's like, I'm not in the mood.
Not in the mood. Yeah, y'all.
She's such not, a boss. I love her.
She is not cuddly to be around, period.
I'm a fan. I'm a big fan.
She's kind of a person.
I'm a big fan.
He tells her then, you know, we're talking about if you spoke more English, it would help with the calls. And she said, Annalie's right. She said, the problem is everything is last minute.
And you don't tell me what we need.
And that's where Clayton says, everything is not my fault. And she just goes, and makes a face at him.
This is stressful for everybody.
It is. I don't know what to believe. Maybe we'll find out more. I don't know. Did he wait to do everything at the last minute? Or, like,
I think we are seeing the most extreme version of the edit of what happened. Do you know how many days we are out? No, this, it looks
3 days until the wedding.
3 days.
3 days. She, y'all, oh, yeah, they're at the, because she gets in the car and she just kind of closes her eyes. Basically, she looks like this, even though she's young, she has the spirit of a 46-year-old mother with four kids and the husband does nothing.
Well, they're guinea pigs. And anybody, she's like, are the guinea pigs okay? And she's like, they are still.
But even before that, she goes, and she takes the seatbelt off and she goes around. She looks at him and says, they are still.
I love it.
She is exhausted.
I would be too.
I kind of would be too.
Did she find a llama or an alpaca? No.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
No.
Let's get to Indiana.
Nice house
with an indoor pool.
I gotta say, indoor pools, I don't know what it is about them that creep me out.
To like a horror
like
movie?
Like a house with an indoor. Yes, it just feels. It feels like I'm just gonna get assaulted there.
Weird.
I don't know why. They I feel like
they're very luxurious,
and I don't like. I don't know why. I need to process that. I know, but it creeped me out.
So Brandy arrives and says, "I've never seen Clayton plan anything, and he lives with my mom. For God's sakes,
just the shade."
And so Brandy says,
"She does say in the car before Brandy gets there." I'd stopped learning Spanish because I had to focus on planning the wedding.
English.
I'm sorry. Yeah. So,
So what's interesting is he's going to ask me to be the officiant, and I know it. And I'm not going to do it. And I liked it when he's like, "What if I want to enjoy the wedding?"
You know what? We weren't planning on doing this, but I think it's better this way, y'all. I think it's time for reality gaze theater. Poodle's going to be playing the role of Brandy. Because that's what you did before, I believe. I mean, you are. And I'm going to be Clayton with a little bit of Annalie.
It does feel good.
It does feel good. So,
Brandy is also 58 years old.
Yes, even she is.
In the body of a 33-year-old woman.
In the body of a 33-year-old. I feel like she's related to on our Happily Ever After, which is amazing right now in our classes. That's a $5 tier. It's so fucking good. Someone asked, by the way, Smothered is on the $8 tier. Somebody asked me. But Classless is, what's Ashley's friend that you love?
Ashley's friend is named Brandy.
Oh, so they're both giving Brandy vibes. Oh, my God.
Brandy's just lived a little more than Ashley's Brandy.
Oh, Clayton's Christina, sister, can you put Brandy. A picture of Brandy and Brandy on the screen?
Don't give her more work.
She probably already did it.
This is the same woman 15 years earlier.
Yeah.
Maybe 10 years. Clayton's Brandy has lived a little more and probably spent a couple of more nights later at the bar.
All right, I think I'm done with the Adam.
Yeah, I guarantee you, Clayton's Brandy had one marriage that lasted weeks.
Brandy,
weeks. Yeah.
All right. So picture, it's a house in Indiana, and Brandy walks up to the door, and action.
Hi, I'm coming in.
Oh, hey,
it's not
sis.
Safe. Lock the door, for oh. God's sakes.
Oh, look, it's my arch nemesis, but you're my sister.
talk
you know,
quieter.
Like my video games, there's an arch nemesis every time.
Yeah, you're a nerd. Yeah. Talk quieter. I have a hangover.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Remember Annalie, right?
Hey,
hi.
Yeah, I love you. Come okay. here.
So look, we're
sorry, I smell like.
Let's sit in this. Yeah,
whiskey.
What's what is that smell?
It's my like new. It's my new perfume.
What's it called?
Cutty Sark.
Okay. Okay. So sis.
Yeah.
Sis, so
yeah, I've been
how's the wedding
I've been
planning
on,
going?
I've been working
yeah.
on your wedding. I'm the only one doing this, like always.
No, what do you mean? I've been doing some things. Like how's the alpaca? I know
hold
you
on.
Were looking for
it's,
an alpaca.
Hold on, I'm getting it. It's my sitter.
What? Oh. Sorry, something going on with the kids.
It's always kid. Something.
Which baby yeah. daddy is bugging you this time?
It's, well, Kaylee.
Oh, Kaylee. Oh,
you know,
I last week it was Kaden.
Kaylee's got a problem with, I don't even know what this means. Kaylee's got a problem with her duodenum. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, back to the alpaca.
Yeah.
Are we going to have an
little,
alpaca?
Little Jaden is still, we're still getting that, you know, how he had his tooth loose in his mm-hmm. head.
Yeah.
The alpaca isn't going to happen.
What?
I've called one place and they didn't have it. I've been busy. I've honestly been very, very busy, Clayton,
okay.
with the amount of sitters and things that
yeah,
I had to
I know,
do.
I know, memory had
my,
that thing at school.
The lean on my car.
Yeah, I get it. So,
yeah.
You sent me a text about, do we have plates and flowers?
And,
do we need that?
Honestly, I'm just now getting to go back to Howl at the Moon.
Oh, okay.
My favorite bar.
Oh, yeah.
And you should, I'd been banned for there for so long.
I know you've been busy.
Yeah.
So I got your text. We don't have plates and flowers.
Hold on.
And we don't have
hold
the
on.
Officiant.
Hold on.
Yet.
This Wait. Is more stuff.
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
Oh, no. Is that Braxton
little,
texting
little,
you? Who's texting
little,
you now?
This is little Blayton.
Blayton, okay.
Yeah. Blayton's.
The one named after me. You said
yeah.
if you were a Blayton, bastard, Clayton.
Yeah.
The Blayton. Yeah,
yeah,
I appreciate that.
was my
yeah.
thing to you.
And then I said, is it named after me? And you said, don't be a little bitch. Remember that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you are a little bitch.
Okay.
You always will be.
Can we... So plates,
yeah,
flowers.
Yeah, I was saying, you got. I know you said you had plates.
We don't have the officiant, so we'll just ask
what's
somebody there.
What's wrong with
easy.
You?
It's easy to ask people, because we'll just
find people. I bet I could get the bartender down at Howl at the Moon.
He owes
me like a couple favors.
Maybe if you wanted to do it.
I bailed him out of jail 3 times last
All right.
year.
Maybe you would want to do it. Like you,
what if I want to enjoy your wedding and let's say have a couple adult beverages or two?
Okay,
or eight.
That's
or if you find me in the flower bed, just let me sleep. How about that?
Okay,
I'm doing all the planning. I'm not going to be your officiant. I'm going to I'm going to like have diarrhea or puke on myself or do something else I make up.
Whatever.
Maybe
okay.
not puke on myself because I do that a lot.
All right. I'm sorry. Your phone's buzzing again.
Oh,
just,
God. What is it now?
I just want to get this plant.
It's my third husband. God.
Oh, no.
God. What does he need now? This says something about. Oh, God. There's been a tornado in the trailers and the trailer's now in a tree.
Oh, wow.
He can't. Okay. He can't. Take
was Justin there in the house? The kid
he can't take Khaleesi.
Oh,
this
Khaleesi.
Weekend.
Oh, well, at least Justin wasn't there. Justin and Khaleesi. They're
Justin. Yeah,
they're good kids.
They're
good kids.
Justin. So Justin and Khaleesi. Now they're going to have to be at the wedding.
Oh,
so I guess Justin is the ring bearer now.
Oh, good. We've got it planned out.
Maybe Khaleesi can be the officiant. She's 11 with a hook nose.
Okay. Well, she's going to have to come to the bachelorette party. Are you planning that?
We're going to have some people over. There's going to be a fire pit. And
chill and calm, no strippers.
A margarita machine.
Okay, but no strippers, right?
No strippers. Definitely no strippers with an actual penis sheath.
Okay, that won't happen.
Okay.
Thanks. Well, thanks, sis.
Or chaps.
Okay. I love you, sis. Thank you. Love you.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to go back to Howl the Moon.
I love you. Okay. Didn't hear it again.
See Donald.
And scene.
I love these two's relationship. I really do. Yeah.
It's not good when your sister just looks at her brother and says, fuck you. And Annalie goes, I don't know how to say that, but yes, yes. Fuck you, Clayton. Y'all, Brandy says, she says, oh, the I'm not really planning the bachelorette party. Not true. Because then she says, oh, she's going to be surprised. And we see next week, y'all, she got one of those kind of strippers that I like.
Yeah, the ones dirty. With the actual...
just nasty.
I called it a penis sheath.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like a sock mm-hmm. that you fit your giant uncut hog
and
in.
It's a huge dick this guy has, and I'm here for it.
Like, it looks like... It almost looks like that material that people, those pillows, that neck pillows that people wear around their neck on planes. It's that big.
It looks great. It makes me want to have a bachelor party.
Well, you'd have to get married before that.
What if I do that for my birthday? Because I thought I was going to get married this year, and then that got fucked up. So I just throw myself a bachelor party anyway for me.
That is the saddest thing I've ever heard. I don't know if you know how sad that is.
I think it'd be fun. Just any excuse for
because you're basically saying I'm never going to get married.
No.
By the way, last week I said you said you'd never get married again. I'm not implying you'd ever been married. I think I said you would never get married. Kind of like period.
Oh yes. No, I have not been married.
You have
before,
not been married. I've been married many times, but none have survived.
None have survived.
Yeah.
That's the show. That's a show, everybody. Wow.
Jetson? What was it? Justin? Justin and Khaleesi?
My daughter Khaleesi.
Y'all, you know there are some Khaleesis.
Yeah, oh, there's some Khaleesis.
There have got to be some Khaleesis.
And their mothers probably are insufferable.
Yeah.
All right, I'm hungry. Let's go. All right, everybody, go to realitygaze.com. That's where you can find out all of our shit. Be sure to listen to our collab with Dylan and Patrick from Bad TV.
Yes.
They cover Below Deck.
I think it's going to be on their feed.
But they actually are covering the Single Life as well this year.
It'll be on their Bad TV feed.
Yeah, which is, I think, their public feed as well. So be sure to check them out. All right, everybody, we will see you next week. But until then, we call these people Lonely Hearts because... aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yeah, and if you're ever at Howl at the Moon, tell Donald he still owes me $50.
Yeah.
from the bail bond.
And be sure to play that favorite song of yours on the jukebox. I'm addicted to your daughter.